Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and las.com. Here's your morning news. Sacramento received a record 5.44 inches of rain on Sunday. Bad news for the 3,500 or so athletes who went there for the city's 140.6-mile Ironman triathlon. It was canceled, but one Santa Barbara resident refused to take the day off. KPCC's Sharon McNary has her story.
Erica Lilly says she wasn't going to mope over mimosas at the hotel bar like so many other disappointed athletes.
There's nothing else my body's ready to do today but race.
She found a local gym and recruited another athlete for a do-it-yourself indoor swim, bike, run, Ironman race. First to the lap pool for a swim.
We're going to start our 2.4 miles right now.
It took her an hour and 9 minutes. Next down to the spin bikes for 5.5 hours. Then the treadmill for 26.2 miles, a full marathon. In all, 11 hours and 9 minutes.
I woke up this morning completely sore. My legs are trashed.
To Lily, triathlon is a lifestyle. It's about finishing what you start.
It's important for my daughter to see that.
No medal for her, but she's okay with that. Covering Play in LA, I'm Sharon McNary.
The Los Angeles City Council has approved billing city workers who are not vaccinated against the coronavirus. KPCC's health reporter Jackie Fortier says they will have to pay the cost of getting 2 COVID tests a week.
Unvaccinated LA city workers will have $65 deducted from their paycheck twice a week to cover the cost of testing on their own time. Workers had until last Wednesday to apply for a medical or religious exemption. They'll have to pay for testing unless their exemption is approved.
That's KPCC's health reporter, Jackie Fortier. A statement from the employees' union says it has not agreed to the city's vaccine mandate ordinance, nor has it agreed to the way it is being implemented. If you fell behind on your utility bills during the pandemic, some relief may be coming your way. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is expecting up to $265 million from the state to help out with the outstanding debt. The department also wants to set aside $15 million of its budget for customers who missed payments before the pandemic. Customer Service Director George Rofel explains, using a low-income renter named Julia as an example.
She had some trouble paying her bills before the pandemic, but the pandemic has made it much more difficult. So her arrears have grown from $200 to $1,200. The state relief funds that we're anticipating would cover $1,000 for the pandemic period, and the proposed LADWP Customer Connections Program would cover the remaining $200.
The relief was made possible after California lawmakers approved using federal money to help people make utility payments. Department commissioners also decided to extend the moratorium on water and power shutoffs due to non-payment until March of next year. A judge has granted Vanessa Bryant's motion to compel L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and Fire Chief Daryl Osby to give depositions in her lawsuit against the county. She's suing over photos of the helicopter crash scene where her husband and Laker legend Kobe Bryant, their daughter Gianna, and 7 other people were killed. Vanessa Bryant says that she and her family suffered severe emotional distress after learning sheriff's deputies snapped and shared gruesome crash photos. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can read more news at laist.com and, of course, listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.